The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, come on in. It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. And we're glad you're here. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone today, it's 877-711-5211. You have an email, comment, or question, udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. Dr. Mike, are you ready?
I am. There's some great, great, wonderful stories this week. So it's going to be tough to get all the great news in.
Our guest at 5:35 will talk about kids and nutrition. Tell me more about our guest, Melissa Hallis-Liang. She's the head of something called Super Kids Nutrition. What will we be talking about today?
Well, the whole goal is what can you do with your kids to get them started right that will prevent cancer later on. And she and the American Institute for Cancer Research have come up with the fact that if the kids start eating right now, we can prevent 400,000. That's one-third of all the cancers starting about 16 years from now. So it's an amazing number of cancers that we can prevent. And that will be helped by good nutrition. She'll tell us what she should do. And we're going to ask some pretty pointed questions about, for example, juicing. Should kids have juicing? And what is it about the sugars in what the kids have? Will that cause cancer? Is it the sugar that's associated with it? Is it the lack of vegetables? How do you change kids' habits? When should you start changing? And by the way, Joe, that comes back to our old friend, the fast food group. The fast food group, one of the articles out this week showed that the more fast food you have, the higher your risk of colon and rectal cancer. And at the same time, McDonald's came out with their new, I guess it's Egg White Delight sandwich.
Yes.
And you know how many different ingredients the egg whites have in them that could be just egg whites? This is a test question, Joe. How many different ingredients do egg whites have in them in the McDonald's egg white sandwich?
How many different ingredients? Can you give me a window of plus or minus?
Okay, 0 to 5.
Could it
be just egg whites?
Okay.
6 to 10.
Yeah.
11 to 15.
Yeah.
More than 15.
I'll say 11 to 15.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. But if you include egg whites, it's actually 16.
Okay.
But they have 15 other ingredients in just that's just the egg white burger, you know, that patty of egg white.
Okay.
Not including the bread around it, not including the bacon, not including the cheese. Just that one egg white patty has 15. You'd think it might be just egg whites, right?
Sure. Yeah, there's more to it than that. You know what I've noticed about the advertising now with fast food is they don't advertise the combo meals that much. They advertise the cheap stuff. How cheap fast food is, right? They're all advertising their value stuff. The dollar this, the dollar that. Cheap food, fast food is pretty cheap food. But I think that's where they're headed now in advertising. They're advertising the inexpensive fast food items more so than the more expensive combo combinations.
I totally agree with you. So we need to clean up fast food if we're going to decrease cancer, but that's just one of the things that obviously fast food is associated with. I'm going to, in fact, talk to you in our Real Age Tip of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Is 6 foods to keep your mind young, but all 6 of these foods will also decrease cancer risk. So you'll want to come back and make sure you attend that. We'll start that at what? 5 of the hour.
Right. Class starts at 5 of the hour at 53 after the hour for the Real Age Tip of the Week. And at 5:35, we'll learn more about the mission of the Super Kids Nutrition Program. You'll learn how to teach your kids to enjoy and explore foods that protect their health, fight cancer, help them make healthier food choices in this community of nutrition poor foods, heavily advertised and readily available to everybody. And teach your kids how to make healthy choices fun through cooking and educational activities. That'll be at 35 past the hour. Well, I don't know what to make about this, but they can't keep up demand with Twinkies. Twinkies came out again on Monday, earlier on Monday, and the factories are working 24/7, three shifts per day, and they can't keep up with demand for the Twinkies, Mike.
I don't like that. What can I say? It's horrible, right?
I told somebody today, I said, wait till I mention this to Dr. Mike. He's going to go schizo. But the demand, they can't. It's seven times.
It's like we're poisoning ourselves. We are causing our own problem. We're killing ourselves. We're causing our own dementia. It's unbelievable.
It's seven times more demand than when Twinkies sold at historic levels before, times seven now.
Wait, how much demand did you say? Seven times?
They can't keep up.
Seven times?
Seven times more than when they were selling Twinkies.
They're selling seven times more Twinkies from these stores
than
they sold before they had the problem?
When they were selling at historic levels before.
Seven times.
Well, maybe it's
You're putting me on, right?
No, I'm serious. They're selling at seven times more than they did when demand was at his. Sales of its products are seven times greater than historic levels. Orders are 3 to 6 times greater than its production capacity, even running bakeries at maximum levels. Retailers told Hostess this week that they had sold out of Twinkies within 2 hours of being displayed on grocery store shelves. I got to think it's probably because of the novelty of it. I mean, to be honest, Mike, you know, Twinkies are—it's historic. Whether they're unhealthy or not is obviously a concern, but it's a big story. I mean, Twinkies have been part of our lives for years and years, and because the company went belly up there because of whatever reasons there before, they're back now. So I think it's kind of a novelty now. I think that's probably going to they can't keep up those levels of demand. They really can't.
Well, my favorite story is if you don't retire, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about retire. I'm talking about I'm already past the age of 65. But for every year you work past the age of 60. Compared to other people who retire at age 60, in this large-scale study in France, you decrease the risk of dementia, that is cognitive or brain function decline, by 3% for every year. So if you, Joe, don't retire, if you normally would have retired at 60, you don't retire to 80, you have reduced the risk of dementia by almost 60%. It's that huge that you get a benefit by continuing to be, if you will, functionally active by working, continuing to work.
Well, I love my job. I love what I do. The only problem, the only concern I have, and you know the hours that I work. I work a morning program, and my hours are essentially third shift hours. I'm up at 12:30 in the morning for a morning show here in Syracuse. So I love my job. I love what I do. I love the business of communications, of broadcasting, but the problem, I just have terrible hours. I mean, that's the most important part of the day.
Well, if you could do that from Hawaii, you would have hours from, you would do the show from, 9 p.m. to,
that's right,
to 1 or 2 a.m., which would really be from Hawaii would be, that would work.
But those kind of hours are unusual, right? And it does take more of a toll on the body than typical hours, don't they?
Absolutely. The shift work is very hard on the body. You're right.
It really is. But I love what I do, and I don't plan on giving up anytime soon. Udocs@gmail.com, Udocs@gmail.com. And if you have a telephone, you'd like to use your telephone, you can use your telephone, too, to call Dr. Mike at 877-711-5211. We have great stories for the top stories of the week this week. Is there exercise in a pill? How about a new surgical knife that can instantly detect cancer? And more of some terrific information coming up. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Yeah. You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Sean Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Great way to listen to the show if you miss it. If you're on vacation, you know, your way to see somebody, family on a weekend or when you listen to the show, RadioMD.com. Just click on you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and then find what you want to hear. The whole show, maybe a segment, maybe a guest, a feature of you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. RadioMD.com. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. With Dr. Mike Roizen, tell us about this surgical knife that detects cancer. What's that all about?
Well, this is one that actually started at the Cleveland Clinic several years ago when they found dogs could smell the difference in someone who breathed out and had either cancer or non-cancer. And what they found was the particles in a cancer, that is, the compounds in a cancer, had a specific aroma, especially in lung cancers, and you could detect them by either the smell, or even better, they would put them through a mass spec and be able to quantify it. They then converted that to your surgical knife, which when it cuts through tissue, there's a little cloud of smoke that comes up with it as it's an electric cutting. It's cautery. And that electric smoke can be analyzed instantly, literally instantly, by a mass spec and tell whether you're cutting through cancer tissue or not by whether the compounds are there. And they've tested it with breast, lung, prostate, and one other, I think, stomach cancer, and they found, or colon rectal cancer, and they found it 100% accurate in a relatively large study in three different hospitals conducted over in Great Britain. So they now are doing it at a wider spread test. But what this does is, instead of waiting for frozen sections and seeing if the surgeon gets it all and then making sure it's correct 3 days later, you instantly get a response. So it speeds surgery. It should speed the whole process. It actually should lower the cost, because using the mass spec in an operating room should be very inexpensive compared to sending frozen sections out and getting later results. So you don't waste time in the operating room, that saves money, and the method of analysis is less expensive. So should be, I would guess within 3 years we should be using this routinely, should it really bear, should it be as accurate as it is now.
Anything here that they need to maybe explore more before it becomes more readily available? Any issues here that they still haven't worked out yet?
There are no issues they haven't worked out. Mm-hmm. There are issues of transporting the machine. It's about the size of half a size of a refrigerator. It's a mass spec. So you've got to get in and you have a little suction device. We already have suction devices all over the operating room, so it works perfectly that way. And so what they'll do is they'll do it on a much wider scale rather than on 1,000 patients. They'll have it done on 3,000 or 4,000 patients, and to make sure it still is any place near this accurate. So if it's this accurate, you won't need the frozen sections at all. You'll just eliminate them, replace them. So it's not just something you'll use both of and increase costs. You'll actually replace the one with the other, and it'll decrease costs and speed time.
And survival rates ought to go up tremendously, won't they?
Survival rates ought to go up. We don't know whether they'll go up tremendously. We think we're pretty good, even though we're slower. It may not increase survival rates, but it definitely will shorten the time in the operating room.
Wow, wonderful. Is there exercise in the pill down the line anytime soon?
This came from some studies from UC San Diego and from the other research group at Scripps Medical Clinic, both in San Diego and in Jupiter, Florida, where they came out 2 years ago with this pill that in animals seemed to increase metabolic rate, decrease obesity, and give the animals more endurance. It was worried, it first came out in 2008 in the Beijing Olympics, where they worried about the athletes taking it and getting a strong advantage. So it was part of the screening for illicit drugs then. And you'd say, well, it's been 5 years. What's wrong? Why are we so slow? Well, they found side effects with that one in humans when they took it for long term. They're now doing it in a very careful way in people who can't exercise, people who are in wheelchairs, people who are injured, people who are in rehabilitation, and saying, is this a faster way of getting back to work? The answer is, it's still probably 5 years away. They keep advancing the science, but nothing has shown that it doesn't have side effects or that it is magnificently effective. They're getting closer, but we're not there yet.
877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. If you'd like to talk with Dr. Mike and have a question for Dr. Mike on email, we will spend a segment on the show here today answering some of your email questions. and Dr. Mike's Answers, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Lots of people go to farmers markets. They're pretty popular. What do you need to know about farmers markets and bringing home food that's not contaminated?
Well, this was an interesting study because everyone always assumes, me too, that farmers markets are safer because they use, if you will, sustainable agriculture. Well, what they found in this study in Pennsylvania farmers markets, number of farmers markets in Pennsylvania, it wasn't just one, I think it was five, that they surveyed, when they brought home the chicken and they brought home chicken from supermarkets, the chicken from the farmers markets had a much higher number of bad bacteria, and much higher percentage of the chicken had bad bacteria associated with them. All it means is, remember, wherever you go shopping, whether it's at a farmer's market or your local market, make sure you wash your produce, make sure you wash your chickens and every other meat. Make sure you get rid of all, wash them carefully, and do that, if you will, and dry it off before storage. And then when you pull it out after storage, make sure you wash it again. Make sure you use different cutting boards for produce and meat, and change them in between, wash them in between, scrub them with Clorox and then warm water or with some other way of getting them, or put them in the washing machine. So that you make sure you get them really clean and without the bacteria, so you don't get sick from buying food at a farmer's market.
Remember when farmers markets had live poultry? They sold live poultry. Remember those days?
They still do in China.
Do they? Yeah, in China. Well, I remember here locally, one of the most when I was a kid, my grandmother would go to the farmer's market every week or every couple of weeks and bring home a live chicken. And nothing more scary for a young boy is to see a chicken running around the basement floor with his head cut off. But Joey, come on down. So she'd go right down in the laundry tub and, you know, do it. But the chicken was delicious. She made delicious chicken. But that was something. When you see that as a five-year-old kid, it's kind of scary. Do you know what I mean? But I was watching, even in Vietnam, I was watching a travel show. In Vietnam, they don't do much of that anymore because the conditions in Vietnam were just awful. So the Department of Health in Vietnam came by, and apparently there you can't sell live poultry anymore because of health concerns. But they still do that in China, though, you say, right?
You know, you're making me more of a vegetarian than ever today. Remember to wash the vegetables carefully.
she brought one home every. Joey, do you want to come downstairs? Nah, I think I'll stay upstairs, Grandma. I'll watch Mighty Mouse on TV. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Never too early to think about your kids and making them as less susceptible to cancer as they possibly can be. Coming up on our guest segment right after the break at 35 past the hour, we'll be speaking to someone who has provided a lot of online nutrition and health education at universities and colleges to health professionals, folks who work in the fitness industry, and she does a lot of lecturing. And it's called SuperKidsNutrition.com or SuperKids Nutrition. What is the mission of SuperKids Nutrition, and what to do to make your kids, how to make your kids stay as healthy as possible for as long as possible? That's our guest segment coming up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers.
Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
very proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip at 55 past the hour. Guest time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Melissa Hallis-Liang is a registered dietitian and a nutrition educator. Her passion is something called Super Kids Nutrition. Thank you for joining us here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Melissa, what is Super Kids Nutrition, and what is your mission?
Well, we are really just trying to give moms easy ways to help their kids like and choose healthier options. And, you know, we want to make them understand that it's possible, it's easy and realistic. And we also reach educators, so we provide, you know, coloring pages, curriculum, and reviews of children's books that have health themes.
But it's a never-ending battle, I bet, right?
It is. And we're also, you know, we're out in the community, so we're giving presentations and, you know, we're interacting with people every day and seeing the struggle that many parents face with childhood obesity.
Here's Dr. Mike.
Now, Melissa, and thank you for coming on, and we should, in the interest of full disclosure, say that we know each other from our book-writing lives, as you're a very famous and excellent author. But let's talk about how tough it is McDonald's just came out with a new sandwich. I guess it's called the egg white delight. And I just looked at the ingredient label on just the egg white patty, and it has 15 different ingredients in addition to egg whites. So you're saying, well, obviously someone's trying to do right by having an egg white patty rather than a full egg patty, yet it has all this junk in it. How can we get kids to enjoy fruit and vegetables easier?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you're summing it up, is that there's so many foods right now that have 15 or more ingredients, and many of them, even if you're having something like a healthy egg white, you add in all of those components that make it easily digestible. And those overly processed convenient foods are usually have, you know, refined flour, the sugar, with or without added fat, and they're just so
actually,
highly palatable.
Actually, I've got to read you this egg white thing.
Okay.
It's egg whites with liquid margarine, liquid soybean oil, hydrogenated cottonseed and soybean oils, water, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, salt, soy lecithin, monoendoglycerides, sodium benzoate, potassium sorbate, artificial flavor, citric acid, vitamin A, palmitate, and beta-carotene for color.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's manufactured to quickly dissolve in your mouth. And, you know, I had the opportunity this year to serve on TEDMED's childhood obesity panel, and pretty much every expert said it's foods that have, you know, all these ingredients that quickly digest in the mouth that make it nearly impossible to stop eating them. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had the air-popped popcorn, like potato chips that are puffed. I mean, you can't stop at one serving. And I think that we're constantly battling that as parents, and we need to really emphasize the whole foods, you know, getting kids to explore fruit, vegetables, you know, taking them to the farmer's market, getting them in the kitchen so they really get acclimated to the taste of real food, since it's everywhere else, you know, you're not seeing a lot of it.
So let's say, how good are the data that having our kids eat more fruits and vegetables will actually decrease cancers later in life?
Well,
that's part of the campaign, and we should say that part of the reason I'm asking you this is that the website is the American Institute for Cancer Research, www.aicr.org/healthykids is the website, or superkidsnutrition.com. But on the AICR website, how good are the data that getting your kids to eat healthier will decrease cancer rates?
Well, I think first you have to look at that 1 in 3 cancers is preventable through diet and lifestyle. And that's, of course, not even factoring in smoking. And, you know, much of the cancers that we look at, you know, your colorectal cancer, you know, breast, even gallbladder and kidney, many of these cancers are related to weight, inactivity, and diet. And, of course, we know that if you're overweight as a child, it increases the likelihood of you being obese as an adult. So what we're really looking at is that these cancer risks increase with excess weight. And when you look at children, of course, right, during childhood and adolescence, kids are growing really fast. So their cells are kind of turning over rapidly, and that makes them especially vulnerable to the effects of food, physical activity, and weight. And then if you think about them developing their eating habits for life, usually they're set up for that in childhood. So how they eat as a child often reflects how they eat as an adult. So, of course, we're not going to have, you know, long studies that, you know, follow from infancy to adulthood in terms of cancer risk, but it's clearly been defined that excess weight increases the risk of many types of cancers. I think, you know, at least 12.
Now, in light of that, if you will, the one of the questions we have from on the email line is, and that when we tweeted you early, they wrote before that about this, and they said, we're told about juicing and vegetables and fruits and juices. How do those, is the increased sugar from those, especially if you juice with fruits, does that counteract the good benefit from having the fruit itself? And I'm paraphrasing, and that was from, I should tell you, that was from a Suzanne in Omaha Falls.
Well, I mean, I would definitely tell Suzanne that, first off, you know, juice can be part of a regular healthy diet. It really just depends on the amount. Of course, you know, for kids, you really don't want to go over 6 ounces. For older kids, you know, you can go up to 8 ounces a day. So if a child's not overweight and you're sticking within the recommended amount, then it's okay to have the juice in addition to, you know, whole fruit juice. But what I usually tell people, if your kids like juice and you like juicing, why not make smoothies? Because then you can kind of, you know, you can add in some yogurt, you can add in frozen fruit, and you can also add in things like baby spinach, you know, avocado, a lot of different vegetables, even fresh ginger. I've experimented with all kinds of smoothies with kids, and usually when you add in the green veggies, they don't even know they're there. So I would say turn that juice into smoothie making, and that would probably be your best choice.
And why is a smoothie better than juice?
Well, because, you know, with a smoothie, you're getting the whole fruit. So you can go ahead and you can add a little bit of that fresh juice. If you really love to juice and you want to add in some fresh orange juice or pineapple juice, you know, that's going to help liquefy the smoothie. But most of the fruit you add to your smoothie is going to be in the whole form. It's going to have all the vegetables in there. And, you know, you lose, in addition to the fiber, you can lose some of the nutrients, you know, that can be attached to the bulk. So if you look at, for example, apples, you know, the skin have quercetin, which is important for brain health. So it's definitely better to use the whole food when you can. And I think that that's the benefit of smoothies. Plus, you know, spinach juice versus chopped little tiny pieces of spinach in your smoothie, you're not going to taste it as much in the smoothie. Not to say that spinach tastes bad, but it's definitely better chopped in a salad than drinking it, right?
Joe?
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Melissa Hallis-Liang is here. She's with the Healthy Kids Today, Prevent Cancer Tomorrow campaign. If you have a question for Melissa with her particular organization, just email us at udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Her mission is to create future healthier generations through good nutrition, and Super Kids Nutrition aims to empower kids and families to reach their full potential by having the energy and the good health to accomplish their goals. SuperKidsNutrition.com is Melissa's is website. We'll be back with her and Dr. Mike right after the break. If you'd like to reach them again, it's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. And again, Dr. Mike's Relay's Tip of the Week for the hour is coming up in 8 minutes. Stay with us. Glad you're listening here today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Talking about your Real Age Tip in 4 minutes. Melissa Hallis-Liang heads up Healthy Kids Today, the Prevent Cancer Tomorrow campaign. She's a registered dietitian and nutrition educator. SuperKidsNutrition.com is the website. I just want to know, Melissa, if you think today's kids can identify with a Twinkie.
Well, I'll tell you what some of them can identify is just a fruit, such like a pear. I mean, many of the kids that I work with cannot identify simple fruits and vegetables, which is amazing to me.
I think it's an adult thing. I think Twinkies are an adult thing. I think today's kids, really, I don't think they identify. It's not their generation of the garbage junk.
Thank
food.
God.
Yeah, you're right about that. Here again, here's Dr. Mike.
So, Melissa, the keys. Let's go and just say for moms, what should they focus on with their kids? How do they convert them, especially when they get exposed at school to the other kids and what the other kids are eating? How do you convert them towards healthier eating?
I think one of the most important tips is to use hunger as your friend. I mean, I use this in my own life. You know, if I'm picking up my daughter from school, I make sure she's got some cucumber slices with her favorite salad dressing. Or we do frozen fruit, which she loves to eat cold right out of the bag. So whenever she's hungry, I always make sure that she gets vegetables first. And I even use this at dinner parties. If we're having families over and they have kids, I put the string beans out or vegetables that they can eat with their fingers, even, you know, asparagus spears. And if they're hungry, they'll be more likely to eat it, and you know you've got their vegetables in.
So the basic message is, in that one, it is using hunger as your friend. Now, what about when the kid says, but Mom, everybody else at school stops at the whatever it is on the way home?
It's one of those things that you're kind of working towards health every day by taking a series of steps. One of the things you can do is, you know, get your kids involved with color. I did this with a Girl Scout troop, where I brought in all different color of fruits and vegetables, and they had to track the colors on this little form with these super crew characters from my website. And so, you know, because it became a competition where the kids wanted to try as many different colors so that they could fill out every color on this little activity sheet, every child tried the food. And as it turned out, you know, half of them even liked purple cabbage. So it's about, you know, finding fun ways to introduce food, and often when you can, doing it in peer groups so that, you know, they kind of feel the pressure to join in with the healthy eating, just like they feel the pressure to join in with the unhealthful eating. You know, you have to balance it out.
And now, so they feel the pressure to join in. Do you, what age do you start this at? What age do you change from letting them have anything they want to really trying to strongly influence?
Well, I think, you know, it starts from day one. I mean, you know, breastfeeding, of course, is so important because even that can help determine the taste preferences that a child has. Making sure, you know, at age one that the biggest highlight isn't for them to try cake at their first birthday. You know, to slowly introduce some of the less healthful food options and not make them, you know, center stage. The other thing I see parents do often is that they have their own food hang-ups or their own taste preferences, and you have to put them aside when you have kids. And you know, your child's favorite food might be olives, and you might hate olives. So, you know, don't automatically write off a healthy food that you don't like because it could end up being your child's favorite food. And so just every day, you know, doing things like that, trying new food yourself, along with your child, growing foods, you know, taking them to the grocery store, having them pick out
Let's give people the website again. The website, if you want to look at this, is www.aicr.org/healthykids or superkidsnutrition.com.
Did I get those right? You can go to both of those sites and you can look, you know, read more about the Healthy Kids Today, Prevent Cancer Tomorrow campaign. And there's so many fun activities and kid-tested recipes. And some of the activities are things like, if you don't have a kid who's interested in nutrition, we have a Mad Lib. Every kid loves Mad Lib, but it incorporates some kind of fun nutrition themes. So we're trying to reach kids on all levels.
And there also are these characters, right? The crew.
The Super Crew, yeah, they're featured in my children's books, and they're also in an upcoming iPhone app with the National Restaurant Association that kind of helps kids choose different colorful fruits and vegetables and whole grains and puts the emphasis on that. And then they're in curriculum that's used in schools throughout the country.
Well, we've got to go, so we thank you, Melissa, for being with us. AICR.org/healthykids or superkidsnutrition.com. Thanks very much. We're now going to go to the real age tip of the week, and this fits the theme. It's six foods to keep your mind young. Generally, what's harmful to your heart is also harmful to your brain. Make no mistake about it. While fried potato skins are busting your buttons, there's also a portion that gets shuttled up through your arteries to your gray and white matter. Saturated fats, for example, clog arteries that lead to your brain. So does sugar, putting you at risk for stroke. While omega-3 fatty acids, those are the good fats found in fish, and omega-7, also found in fish, are helpful for your brain because they keep your arteries clear. They also alter your neurotransmitters and reduce depression. The best foods to keep your brain and your real age young: one, nuts, especially walnuts. And there's some really good data on walnuts preventing decreasing breast and prostate cancer this week. Well, nuts contain monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats to keep your arteries clear, as well as are precursors of serotonin to boost mood. The goal, 1 ounce of nuts a day. That's 12 walnuts. And I have 6 walnut halves before lunch and dinner. It's a great way of decreasing appetite, as well as will keep you about 3.3 years younger if you have an ounce a day. Women, 4.4 years younger. Fish, especially wild salmon, ocean trout, those are the ones that really have the omega-3s in them and are environmentally sound. They contain a lot of the omega-3 and omega-7, the odd omega fats. They aim for 13.5 ounces of fish a week, or 3 servings of about the size of your fish, make you 2.8 years younger. Soybeans contain heart and artery healthy protein, fiber, and fats. A cup of soybeans a day, 0.4 years younger. Tomato juice and spaghetti sauce, they contain lycopene and many other nutrients that keep your arteries young. 8 ounces of the juice or 2 tablespoons of spaghetti sauce without added sugar a day, at least 1 year younger. Olive oil, nut oils, fish oils, flaxseed, avocados, and walnuts, those are all good because they contain omega-3 heart-healthy monounsaturated fats. So if you're saying that a bunch of your diet should be fats, these are the fats. And the last one, real chocolate. That's at least 70% cocoa without added sugar. 1 ounce a day to replace milk chocolate, 1.2 years younger. Joe, that's the Real Age Tip of the Week.
All right, good job, Dr. Mike. Of course, we're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and youbeauty.com, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Hope you've learned something in the show here today, and thank you for listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julian and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to Parents Guide. CordBlood.org to learn more.